Many Latin American immigrants believe coming to the United States means a better life for their children. But after arriving, many find themselves living in dangerous places, says Gary Orfield, co-director of the UCLA Civil Rights Project.
They're the places where the gangs are concentrated, the crime is concentrated, there's no real job market, and the schools are what we call dropout factories. You know, a lot of immigrant parents don't understand that.
In the U.S., the public school a student attends depends on where the child lives. Those in more affluent neighborhoods usually attend better public schools. According to the UCLA Civil Rights Project, in California, Latino students are the most segregated in the country.
And it's not just segregation by ethnic group, it's also economic segregation.
The UCLA Civil Rights Project says that in 1993, California Latinos attended schools where almost 60% of the student body was poor. By 2012, they were in schools where more than 70% of the students came from low-income homes. Critical care nurse Andrew Lara grew up in a predominantly Latino neighborhood in the 1980s. The solution in those days was to bus minority students like him to a mostly white school with a better academic program.
I think because I was better prepared academically, the notion of making that transition to college and doing well was easier for me than it was for my brother and sister, who really never went on to college.
While Lara says busing students to a different school is a good way to create diversity and opportunity, Luis Alvarado disagrees.
This is with my younger sisters who were forced to bus from a very Latino neighborhood into districts where they felt that they were being segregated on other circumstances. You know, they didn't feel that they were part of that community.
Read page two now.
Pio Pico Elementary School is in a low-income, predominantly Latino community of Santa Ana, 50 kilometers from Los Angeles. School administrators say there are benefits to being a part of the majority.
I wouldn't say that we're segregated. I would say we're predominantly Latino. With that come opportunities, I think, as well. I think that when you are the majority, you don't know limitations.
At Pio Pico Elementary, classes are taught in English and Spanish. Beyond exposing students to other ethnicities, educators say policymakers, parents, teachers, and students need to work together to overcome the income and ethnic divide and help young people succeed. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
We even have extra electricity so we can actually give to the rest of the community that doesn't have any energy.